brought to you by Penguin.
Boy from the Valleys, written and read by me, Luke Evans. To my mum and dad, my everything. And to little Luke, I got you, kid. Prologue. November 2023, Duke of York's Theatre, London. I was back on the West End stage for the first time in nearly 15 years, playing the late Queen Mother's butler in a comedy called Backstairs Billy. The company of actors was wonderful. The reviews were so fantastic there wasn't room on the front of the theatre for all the glowing quotes. And despite my worries about returning to theatre after so long working in movies, I was loving every second of it. It was only a week into our three-month run, but I had already established a habit of turning up an hour and a half before the curtain rose to take a quiet moment for myself. I'm not superstitious, but I like the ritual of going up to my dressing room, lighting a candle, and putting on some music. It helped me prepare for what was basically a two-hour cardio workout. I was running around on stage in a tail suit and wig every night, and by the end of the show, the sweat would always be pouring off me. Back in my musical theatre days, I'd always had to share a dressing room, so it was a treat to have a room to myself. And this one was far more luxurious than anything I'd had before, with a new carpet, freshly painted walls and a bed, because I can nap for Wales. As I relaxed into my chair, my eyes wandered around the room. All of a sudden, I had a jolt of recognition. A long-ago memory flashed into my mind. My heart racing, I sat up and looked around the room. Really looked at it this time. My eyes flew wide. It had been redecorated, but still, I couldn't believe I hadn't noticed it before. This was the very same dressing room I'd been in for my penultimate musical theatre performance in Rent Remixed, 14 years earlier. Back then, I'd been a struggling, skint actor on the verge of quitting the business, until one night, in this very room, I opened a letter from a stranger that would go on to change my life. That letter set off a crazy chain of events that sent me in a wildly different direction to where I'd been headed. And now here I was, with 45 TV and movie projects under my belt and a career that satisfies me every day. And the incredible thing is that none of it had been expected or planned. None of it had even been on the cards until the night I read that letter, in this very spot, all those years ago. Act 1. Chapter 1. 31st of December, 1975. A few hours before midnight, on New Year's Eve, young David Evans pulls up outside a house in Trinant, a hilltop village in the valleys of South Wales. The pubs were packed with revellers as he sped past on his motorbike, but out here at the edge of the estate all is silent and still. The only light coming from the front window, and the moonlight silvering the tops of the trees on the opposite valley. The 19-year-old is dressed in shiny monkey boots and big flares, like his musical heroes, Bowie and Bolan, and is tall, slender, and super handsome. He's known as a cool guy around here, the quiet, good-looking one who lives with the elderly couple down the valley. David's here to see his on-off girlfriend, Yvonne Lewis, who's babysitting for a local family. The pair started dating a few months ago after their eyes met across the car park of the local youth club. And for David, at least, it was love at first sight. Until Yvonne's dad got wind of the courtship and summoned his 16-year-old daughter for a talk. She knew it was serious, as he usually left all the parenting to her mam. "I've had some information," he said, his face grave. "You've been seen with a man."
"What? Dave's hardly a man," scoffed Yvonne.
"Well, we're having none of that. You are far too young for that nonsense." David had asked if he could meet Mr. Lewis, hoping he might talk him round. But he refused, and that was that. He shrugged off the heartbreak by taking up...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?